The sound that split his lips when she pushed him against the wall stirred the fire inside her, making her kisses more insistent and her hands more demanding. She wanted to hear all those sounds and more. "That's right, pet. Moan for me. Let me hear how much you want to be taken." Again, he moaned in her ear, and she growled in response. His clothes seemed to be ripped from his body. She didn't care about how she got it off as long as it was gone. He was just as hungry to be taken as she was to take. She let her fingers slide into his silky locks and pulled his head back, letting her pay her attentions to the smooth paleness of his neck. While her focus was on covering the smooth skin with hickeys, he wrapped his legs around her hips, trusting that she'd be strong enough to hold them up against the wall. She didn't even have to think about her hands moving to grip the curve of his butt, thrusting her hips against his erection even harder. Between his sweet moans and complete submission to her attentions, she was nearly overwhelmed. Kissing against the wall was no longer enough. She surprised him by backing away from the wall while still supporting his weight. The experience of weightlessness was exhilarating, and he expressed his pleasure through kisses that drifted from her earlobe to the curve of her shoulder. Everything about him called to her. Smooth skin and taut nipples, soft lips, and an eager erection. Though she loathes the seconds of separation, she cannot resist throwing him on the bed so she can view him in all his beauty. It didn't matter how anyone else saw him, or what other people thought. She loved that he belonged to her, as did all of his quirks, imperfections, oddities. Every mole was precious, every inch of skin, the most luxurious of surfaces. Even the curve of his belly was special, if only because no one else in the world had one like it. She pressed one warm hand against the zipper of his jeans, stared into his eyes, and asked, "Tell me, pet, what do you want me to do to you?" Her mouth curved into a devious grin as she eyed him hungrily. Reaching up the length of his delicious, strong legs, she undid his belt and pulled his jeans and boxers from him, revealing the bare skin she'd been craving all day. Her hands gently kneaded his calves for a moment before they slid higher, leaving a lovely trail of blushing skin in the wake of her fingernails. Watching his hips thrust up towards her, almost involuntarily, was both adorable and enticing, but that is not where she wanted to start. Instead, she ignored the part of him which most desired her attentions and let her lips find the smooth expanse of his torso. Soft lips pressed against warm skin, an eager tongue left a glistening trail, white teeth nipped at goosebumps and nipples alike. Her hands joined in, touching him everywhere, with gentle fingertips and the light sting of her nails. Still, she climbed higher. His shoulders always made her groan with desire, and she did so now. They were strong, smooth, and oh so sensitive. She attacked them with a renewed fervor, pushing his arms above his head to hold him still while she worked. Her teeth sank eagerly into flesh and her tongue followed, just as excited to soothe the pain. She reveled in the shudder that overtook him when she focused on his most sensitive spot. She wanted to devour him, to claim him, to mark him, and so she did. One hand slid up the side of his face to anchor itself in the thickness of his hair, pulling his head back just enough to make room for one more kiss before she reached his face. When she paused to observe her partner, his expression only served to stir the primal fires within her. His eyes were focused, though heavy with pleasure. His lips parted to make room for unsteady breaths. His face flushed beautifully in the heat of the moment. They all spoke together of their desire for one another. For a moment, she let go of her dominance and simply kissed him as a lover. Care and tenderness kissed just then, opening lips to let tongues dance to the music of their hearts. The kiss was slow but deep. They kissed in earnest for some time. Eventually, she pulled away to catch her breath and the look in his eyes that still pled to be taken. In an instant, she was on him again, this time conquering. Instead of a dance, it was an act of dominance. Her hand left his hair to trace the side of his face, right down to his neck. A throaty chuckle interrupted their kiss for a second before he felt her hand closing around his throat. He bucked against her, both body and mind thrilled at the blend of passion and pain. He returned her kisses desperately, even as she worked harder to separate him from his next breath. The exquisite burn bloomed in his lungs, fueling his lust and his surrender to her. Knowing that his next breath was her decision took him to a level of bliss he attained in no other way. He was hers, in pain, in pleasure, with every breath and with no breath at all. He listened to her whispered words and gave himself over to sensation. "You look so beautiful, pet, laid out like a feast before me. And believe me, my sweet, I am oh so hungry."